Alternative 103.7 KNRQ. Welcome back to the NRQ Morning Show. I'm rocking. That's Emma.
Morning.
And joining us in studio right now to talk about this weekend's third annual Eugene Comic Con, we've got Daniel Logan and Chris 51. Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Good morning.
Morning. We're doing good. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you for coming through.
Sorry that we only have one other mic. I know it might be, it's intimate, I guess.
We're used to sharing intimate things.
Okay.
Exactly. We're close. Wait. Not that close, Chris.
Yeah, well, you got to watch Chris.
It's too early in the morning, Chris, for that.
True.
You guys excited about this weekend?
Oh, my God. We're both very, very excited.
I don't believe you.
You know what?
That was a terrible delivery.
Well, I just woke him up, so you'll have to...
Wow, you guys are
I've been
really
traveling
close.
A lot. I don't know what country or what time zone I'm in, but yeah, no, we are totally excited. That's the word I was trying to use, but my New Zealand accent wouldn't let me pull it out of my tongue.
Don't
New
worry.
Zealand, huh?
Was meant to be the word.
Love that. The accent is amazing.
So guys, if you're excited as me, you got to come down to the Eugene Comic Con this weekend, November 11th and 12th. I even know what month it is. And the only thing I know what it is.
Let's
right
give
now.
Another applause in there. Everyone's proud of you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
All right.
So, what are we going to be getting into down there at the UConn? Daniel, what are you got to bring to the party? I know you got a table and a booth that you're going to have set up out there. What can fans of Star Wars, especially Boba Fett fans, what can we expect from you out there?
So, actually, we got a whole humongous booth set up of, like, a Star Wars scenes kind of thing props. that I'll be sitting at.
Wow.
So, I'll be signing autographs. I'll be taking photos and doing photo ops, but I'll also be doing a Q&A. So, you can come listen to stories about me at 12 o'clock tomorrow. That's Sunday.
12:30.
Sorry. Yeah. Get there early.
Will you be in Boba Fett garb?
No, actually, right now I'm building an armor. I know. I don't have it yet ready. We still got to put the last final touches on it. But I'll be doing a Q&A at 12:30, talking about my life of Star Wars, George Lucas.
What is the audition process for Boba Fett? What did you do?
It's like a lottery. You just put your name in and you hope that you know.
Nice. Yeah, they would do that with Star Wars. Yeah, no big deal about casting. They don't
care.
Didn't
George Lucas run you over? Wasn't that what?
Yeah, I used to be his neighbor.
He owes him.
He was bagging out his driveway one morning and he hit me. So then I got up off the ground and he said, kid, would you like a job? And
he's like, I don't know. This is totally unrelated to me hitting you with the car, but you have the it factor.
It was that face I looked at him with, that angry face when I got off the ground. He said, that's perfect. That's the kid I need.
Chris, what are you going to have at the Comic-Con?
We got everything, man. We got all the celebrities there. We're live tattooing there. We flew in some of the best geek tattoo artists from around the country.
Oh, okay.
Including my old castmate, Josh Bywell from Epic Inc.
Really?
Yep. A matter of fact here, Daniel, at a Star Wars celebration years back when we met, actually tattooed Boba Fett Bantha skull, right?
Yeah.
On Josh Bodwell. So you can come see Daniel's one and only ever tattoo that he actually did.
That's awesome.
Which is kind of cool too. And then what I'm excited about is, you know, Daniel and I are really good friends. And like he said, at 12:30 on Saturday is the Boba Fett Star Wars panel. So if you paid attendees, it's a free panel. You come in this room and you can ask Daniel any question you want about Star Wars, Boba Fett, casting procedure, like you said.
His relationship with you. Okay.
His relationship with me.
You guys, a lot of people are made of questions right now about that.
Yeah, and you know, it's out there for sure.
People want to know.
It's on the web.
It's out there for sure.
On the dark
sure.
web.
Yeah, but that's a cool coincidence.
Absolutely.
We're talking to Chris 51 and Daniel Logan right now. You can catch them both at this weekend's UConn. It goes down tomorrow through Sunday at the Lane Event Center. Now, Daniel, when you got the role, how familiar were you with Star Wars and or Boba Fett? Like, were you super fanboyed out when you got cast, or...
No, actually, I had no clue who this character was. I had no clue what Star Wars was.
Again, it's the it factor.
Yeah.
Something about this kid.
When I got run over by George. No, actually, that was a complete lie. I was just joking. That's a bad rumor, yeah.
I'm liking it.
No, when I got the audition, I auditioned at about 4,000 or 5,000 kids worldwide. And I had no clue what Boba Fett was or the audition I was going. They actually asked me in the audition process if I had any special talents, which was basically my first lying gig on the role. So I told them that I knew how to do the double-handed lightsaber. So I was like the Star Wars kid running around this audition room with no lightsaber in my hand, just pretending like I had one and then just swinging it around like this imaginary lightsaber.
Like little kids?
Yeah, if you could imagine what it looked like. They were like, this kid's amazing, he's perfect.
He's got great imagination, guys.
But now I'm the biggest Star Wars fan. I'm actually building my own Boba Fett armor right now. I've got a team working on it. The original Chewbacca, Peter Mayhew, he's actually going to cut some of his hair and I'm going to make it a Wookiee scalp. So
Chewbacca, I love him.
I'm a nerd myself.
Well, yeah, that fits.
I mean, how awesome is that? That, you know, you find a lot of actors that are like, oh God, if I got to talk one more time about being Darth Vader or whatever, you know, but Daniel here is an actual Boba Fett fan and he relishes in this. He loves it. I've seen him. I worked a lot of cons with this guy and cons.
Oh, wait,
I mean,
a
conventions,
second.
Not cons.
You guys just outed yourself.
Worked a lot of cons with this guy.
You know,
we've been up to some things.
So right?
Dodgy to me, Chris.
You heard it here first on NRQ.
Killing myself here.
Not doing yourself any services. Look,
so tell me more about the side hustles.
No, for reals though, for real. He will literally jump over his autograph table and play with kids, play Star Wars. He talks to them more than any actor I've ever seen in my life. He's so good with the fans and the kids.
That's awesome.
You know, and the fact that he just loves, he appreciates his role of Boba Fett, and he loves it, and he's building his own official Boba Fett costume. I mean, that's got to tell you something.
Dedication.
I was actually kind of pissed when he said he wasn't bringing it. I gave him a lot of crap about it.
Yeah, why wouldn't he?
I know. I'm like, hurry up with that
thing.
But yeah, so just my little insight on Daniel. And you'll hear more about all these kinds of stories and stuff when you come see the panel and what it was like growing up a child actor and all that kind of cool stuff, you know. So definitely come check out Daniel. He's so good with people and he'll spend the amount of time that you deserve with everybody.
Yeah. Ryan Hurst, actually from Sons of Anarchy. I know there's a lot of fans out there. They got to come see that guy. He's amazing. He's really genuine, genuine nice guy too.
He is.
Deep Roy.
Oh, Detroit. He's been in here.
Friend of the show.
Coming back.
Shut up.
He loved you guys so much that he's actually coming back because he had such a wonderful time last year.
I gave him some pretty good weed last year.
I gave some good hugs.
You know what? Like, you give great hugs.
Thank you. I
appreciate that. She gives drugs, she gives hugs.
Yes.
Or hugs and drugs.
Yes.
Hugs and drugs in the morning on KNRQ.
That's what we're about.
So well, that must
103.7. Make... Deep Roy, smoking weed.
Join hugs and drugs in the morning.
It's a good time for all.
But
these Comic Cons then must be great for you if you enjoy it that much and you love seeing the fans. And plus, it makes it worth it for people who want to go meet you. It's probably very disappointing to go down there and meet someone from your favorite movie franchise or some other thing and have them
dick.
Be kind of kind of jerk. It can really ruin the fanfare.
Mm-hmm. I kind of blow people away with my personality and my energy. I think people are like, whoa, too much.
You know,
like, there's not enough over there and there's too much over here. You need to have that like Luke middle warm. I know, don't know
Luke, no pun intended.
I was about to say,
no pun intended. Luke, I am not your father.
I get that a lot though.
How stoked are you for the newer Star Wars movies that are being cooked up and put out? We've got one that's getting ready to drop here in just, what, 6 weeks or so?
6 weeks, man. You know what? To tell you the truth, after Disney's taken them over, it's really given the next generation of kids and future a Star Wars, which at one point I didn't think was going to be possible. We were working on the Clone Wars, which brought not only kids and their parents back to Star Wars, but together at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But now with these new movies... kids are now talking about these new characters I have no clue about.
Yeah,
you know,
and
like
they're going
to...
They're starting another their trilogy already, and they said it's not going to be about the Skywalker situation. It's going to be all new characters. Yeah. I wonder how the fans are going to react to that, because they always got something to say.
I love it.
Yeah, well, I don't know what, you know, with Star Wars, you either love it or you hate it. There's some, like, diehard fans that are like, I'm going to kill you, you ruined it. Or they're like, oh, my, that's actually kind of good, you know?
Yeah.
It's like Vegas. You can't ever go away with, like, having an okay or a great time. Like, it's, like, either good or bad. There's no, like, okay, it kind of catered
to. Yeah, no in the middle.
Yeah, there's no middle, right? Ewan McGregor is middle. He's the only character in Star Wars that got hardly any criticism. When you think about it, right?
I mean, he's pretty much forgotten about as Obi-Wan.
Exactly. Well,
but allegedly,
about...
he's going to get his own solo movie.
Yes.
That's the rumor.
And I'm going to kill him. Yeah, he's getting it. No.
Spoiler alert.
Man, you guys are hitting home runs in here.
Hayden Christensen, there's been rumors floating around that Hayden Christensen might be back in the franchise. Do you have any potential news for it? Might you show back up somehow as Boba Fett in these upcoming movies?
I'm trying to. I work out with my buddy Ray Park, who plays Darth Maul, and he keeps telling me to get back to the dojo because I'm starting to look more like Jabba the Hutt's tail than Boba Fett.
Sweet. It's really nice.
So I'm trying. I just got to get back to Boba Fett, I guess.
There you go.
Boba Fett?
I would do it in a heartbeat.
Boba Fett. I like what you did.
You got to copyright that, Boba Fett.
Right?
Yeah. Make that a workout plan.
Right?
A whole DVD series.
The 2
Make it an
workout.
App.
Please. I
like
cannot
Rock.
Wait to
Rock's
get paid.
Rock's got ideas.
Wait. I came up with that idea. Shut
and
your
I
mouth.
And I stole it.
Sorry. Emma's idea. Rock stole that I'm now taking.
There you go.
Capitalism, baby.
Circular usage.
I just need to get paid.
Sounds like a bounty hunter.
I just need to get paid.
Right? Just a little royalty would be cool. Chris, do you have any open slots for tattooing this weekend, or are you all booked up?
I'm already taking
I personally don't tattoo because I help run. I run the whole celebrity side of the convention.
Correct.
So I kind of run around like a chicken with his head cut off, making sure everyone's having fun and my celebrities are taken care of and stuff like that. But yes, there are. I got 8 artists that flew in from all over the country, and most all of them have space, and they all specialize in just these type of tattoos, like
nerdy ink,
comic book, Star Wars tattoos.
Does it have to be something that fits in with the UConn?
No, it doesn't have to at all. I mean, but you know, they're there because they're fans also. You know, my artists want to come and they want to see Boba Fett, the guy who's haven't met him, and they want to see Opie, you know, and all that stuff, Deep Roy and everything. So, you know, we're fans as well. That's why we do it. So,
okay.
You can also check them out on their Instagrams before you come, like Josh Bodwell and Chris. You could check out what kind of work they do, and it's phenomenal. They can do everything, basically. There's a guy, Chris Jones. He's not going to be here, but he's part of Chris's team. He's pretty phenomenal, too. So, I mean, you want to check out the artwork. If you want to come down, there's Instagram. You can check out some of his guys through Chris51 and some of the artwork. But you also got to remember, Chris is local, so if you don't get him here at the convention, you can
always go
see
catch
him
at the shop.
At his
That's
shop.
Right.
He's already got Rock's discount right now.
Is that right?
Call in. It's discount code Boba Fett.
You I'd like it.
Boba Fett discount.
Yeah, Boba Fett discount.
I like
code.
It. I'll pull out a deep throat. I'll give you some weed.
There you go.
Oh, man. Bam. You know, I'm already naturally high, dude. I live
all
on
All I heard him say was he's going to pull a Deep Roy, so we should probably get out.
Hey,
I don't know what's going on.
Hey, Rock, I don't swing that way.
I don't
Nor
know
do I, friend.
What's going on that side of the counter, but I wish you all the best of luck.
That's the darker side of the galaxy.
Yes, yeah. The very dark
okay.
side.
Right.
Don't forget to go see Chris and Daniel at this weekend's UConn, 3rd annual Eugene Comic Con.
It's Rock and Emma.
This is going too slow for me. And I work at the DMV.
So, these two ass clowns will pretty much phone in the rest of the show.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.